Let's also strive to emulate him to the best of our abilities. Why do I say to the best of our abilities? Because anyone who wishes can approach him, marvel at his courage, and emulate his bravery. He continues to do his work, throwing down arrogant thoughts and everything else that uplifts itself against the knowledge of God. Many heretics have tried to divide him, yet even when fragmented, he asserts a powerful strength. Marcion and Manichaeus exploit him, but only after dissecting him. Still, even so, they are confuted by separate parts. A mere hand of this warrior, caught among them, defeats them completely. A mere foot left among others chases and overthrows them. This teaches you the excessive extent of his power. Even when his limbs are detached, he can still destroy all his opponents. But, says one, doesn't it pervert the truth when those opposing each other all cite him? It indeed perverts the truth, but not in Paul, but in those who exploit him. Paul was not multicolored, but uniform and clear, but they twisted his words to fit their own interpretations. Why, says one, were his words expressed in such a way to provide ammunition to those seeking it? Paul didn't provide the ammunition, rather their madness misappropriated his words, since the whole world is both magnificent and vast, a sure testament to God's wisdom, with the heavens proclaiming the glory of God, and day unto day pours forth speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. But still, many have been misguided by it in opposing directions. Some have deified it extravagantly, resulting in thinking it as God, while others have been so oblivious of its beauty as to allege it's unworthy of God's creation, attributing most of it to an evil substance. Yet God preempted both points by making the world beautiful and grand, that it might not be thought alien to his wisdom, yet incomplete and not self-sufficient, that it might not be misconceived as God. Yet those blinded by their rationale fell into opposing beliefs, refuting each other, indicting their other's understanding, and thus upholding God's wisdom even by the arguments that led them astray. Why mention the sun and the sky? The Jews saw so many miracles, yet almost immediately worshipped a calf. They saw Christ casting out demons, yet they labeled him as possessed. But such was not an insult against the one expelling the demons, but rather an indictment of their understanding who was so blinded. Hence, do not berate Paul on account of the judgment of those who have misused him, but instead comprehend the treasures in him, unfolding his riches, and you will be able to stand firm against all clad in his armor. Such will silence both Greeks and Jews alike. But how, says one, seeing they do not accept him? Through the works performed through him, by the transformation changed in the world. It wasn't human power to accomplish such great deeds, but the might of the crucified, inspiring him, made him as he was, and rendered him more influential than speakers, thinkers, kings, and all men. He not only could equip himself and vanquish his enemies, but also transform others into being like himself. Therefore, so we may become beneficial both to ourselves and to others, let's constantly have him by our side, turning to his writings as a meadow and garden filled with delight. Thus, we shall be capable of avoiding vice, choosing virtue, and obtaining the promised good things, and may we all attain to this through the grace and love towards men of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, be glory, power, honor, both now and forever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.